It is Tuesday, September 27th, 2011. This is InfoWars Nightly News. I am your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, we're not going to have a Skype interview or a scientist in studio. We're going to have Rob Dew. He works right here in the Nightly News, and he also is heading up a three-man team I sent to the G20 in 2009. The statute of limitations was about to run out for him to sue the police for the violation of his civil rights in the First Amendment. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, a top-of-his-class constitutional lawyer, has now filed suit on behalf of Rob Dew. We're going to have Rob Dew joining us in studio, and we'll also look at what's happening in Lower Manhattan, where hundreds and hundreds of peaceful protesters have been arrested. Peaceful women have been pepper sprayed. People have been beat up. Just incredible tyranny we're seeing in this once land of the free, home of the brave. So that is coming up. Also, we're going to look at the Japanese government admitting that this is the biggest nuclear disaster in history at Fukushima. Bloomberg also breaks that down. There's also an incredible development in California with the school districts going door to door and saying, okay, I'm here to inject your child, open up, implying through color of law, intimidation, fraud, that it's the law you have to take the shots. That's coming up as well. We'll also look at TomTom. Came out a few years ago that they were spying on their customers and selling the data to the police. And then when the news came out that OnStar was doing this, OnStar claims they're backing off for now. And then TomTom got caught again doing it. Same tactic here. I'm going to break down the fact that all these major technology companies, a large part of their business is actually spying on you for this out-of-control federal government that makes the East German Stasi, who did have the record for the most spying against their citizens, look like amateur schoolboys or girls. But first, I wanted to get into a report that came out. Goldman Sachs rules the world. They're in their little Emperor Palpatine chair. And when a private trader was on the BBC, a private stock trader, he said what many other stock traders like Max Kaiser and others have said on BBC. Max, of course, has previously had a show on BBC, that Goldman Sachs and the banking cartel rule the world and that their banking takeover is a cancer. So what did Forbes and others run with today? They came out and implied, well, this could be a hoax. No real trader would actually come out and say such things when Ron Paul is talking like this in major polls. Goldman Sachs and other members of the private Federal Reserve are the most unpopular institutions, corporations in the world. But their response through Forbes and other publications is, this is ridiculous. Some trader went on TV, some stock trader, and said the obvious. It must be a hoax. And we have the Goldman Sachs emails where they said, yeah, we're selling our customers absolute S-H-you-know-what T. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, we're betting against it. I mean, everybody knows it's Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America and Wells Fargo that run the New World Order and are setting up the global carbon taxes and have got Warren Buffett out lobbying for higher taxes on the rich. He means the middle class, so they can get that money in a banker bailout. He's trying to fool the underclass to rob what's left of the middle class because he knows he's exempt from all the laws. That's why he pays almost no taxes, and Google and General Electric pay almost no taxes, in some cases zero, because they're globalist. They're exempt. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of the stock trader on BBC that freaked out the establishment.
And it's going to fall pretty hard because markets are ruled right now by fear. Investors and the big money, the smart money, I'm talking about the big funds, the hedge funds, the institutions, they don't buy this rescue plan. They basically they know the market is toast. They know the stock market is finished. The euro, as far as they're concerned, they don't really care. They're moving their money away to safer assets, like treasury bonds, 30-year bonds, and the U.S. dollar. So it's not going to work.
We keep hearing that whatever the politicians are suggesting, and admittedly, it's all been rather woolly so far.
We'll go back to the info babe in a minute. Struggling without a teleprompter at the moment. I shouldn't be mean. I'm sorry. This is teleprompter-free news, by the way. You notice he's stating what's an admitted fact. There's total capital flight out of Europe. And then next you'll run out of the dollar. This is a consolidation. Our guest, an economist, predicted this years ago. I mean, it's an admitted total sell-off, basically, in many sectors to get away from it. And they know it's been designed to implode Europe. Now they want a new Bank of the World based in Europe that the countries no longer have any sovereignty and pay all their taxes into. This is all admitted. And our media, the corporate mercenary media, is bemoaning that the Germans don't want to go along with this and the French don't want to go along with this. They're all freaking out over it. But then meanwhile, this guy comes on and states what everybody knows, and Forbes and others come out and say, this must be a hoax. That was a joke or something. This guy must be with the yes men. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, as George Orwell said. Let's go back to a little bit more of the clip.
Isn't right. Can you pin down exactly what would keep investors happy, make them feel more confident?
That's a tough one.
Stop it.
Personally,
I'll answer the question. The 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives that is hundreds of times all the real assets that are in the world that the mega banks created to buy up the planet, and then now they're trying to hand us their debt and say, make us your kings and pay off this debt. It's impossible. They're only using it as a way to consolidate our wealth, where we always give them more bailouts, more and more taxes. I'll tell you what will restore confidence in the real world. Write off all that garbage debt. Sure, if you've got a mortgage, fine, you owe it. Sure, if your city has a debt, you owe it. But 90%+ of this, it's admitted, in Greece, Ireland, here in the U.S., in Europe proper, isn't owed by the countries or the people. Okay? Get that straight. It's a hoax. We don't owe this money. Just because the banksters created over $1,000 trillion in garbage, counterfeit trash doesn't mean that we have to pay for this. It's a black hole. I told you that almost 3 years ago in the Obama deception. It's impossible to pay back. It's designed to destroy the world economy to set up a world government. And now you see them announcing the world government is the answer. I'm sorry, we got a lot of news coming up and I'm ranting. But this is unscripted. This is reality-based. Let's go back to the video clip.
It doesn't matter. See, I'm a trader. I don't really care about that kind of stuff. I go with if I see an opportunity to make money, I go with that. So for most traders, it's not about... is that we don't really care that much how they're going to fix the economy, how they're going to fix the whole situation.
Yeah, this is predatory.
Our job is to make money from it.
There you go.
And personally, I've been dreaming of this moment for 3 years. I had a confession, which is I go to bed every night, I dream of another recession. I dream of another moment like this.
Stop. Why? Right, because there. In fact, I should have told the crew to put this together. Try to search it right now and put it on screen, on the front screen or on the side screen over here. George Soros, I'm having a great crisis. And he said that 3 years ago. That little criminal, he's a convicted criminal all over the world, is saying it again. This guy is just saying what the real stock traders. Max Keiser worked with George Soros' son. Max Keiser invented many of the modern technologies they've got, like virtual trading. And he'll tell you, they sit around and talk about screwing everybody. This is who runs our country and our society. They want to sell little old ladies garbage. It's a joke to them. They're wrecking our society. They're not free market. These creatures like George Soros survive off banker bailout money. They say, oh my gosh, we've tied all our fraud to your pension funds. Bail us out. And then when we give them the money to bail it out, they don't prop up the pension funds. They take it and laugh at us. Look at him. I'm having a very good crisis. They're laughing at you. And this traitor goes on TV and says what's really happening. The video clip goes viral, and they're angry at him that he did this because it was too much of the stock trader's regular arrogance altogether. You're not supposed to talk about the public as a bunch of scum unless you're a big king daddy pimp like George Soros. Let's go back to the rest of the clip.
People don't seem to maybe remember, but... the 30s depression, the depression in the 30s, wasn't just about a market crash. There were some people who were prepared to make money from that crash.
Wow.
And I think anybody can do that. It isn't just for some people in the elite. Anybody can actually make money. It's an opportunity. When the market crashes, when the euro and the big stock markets crash, if you know what
this guy's telling you, the hat trick.
If you have the right plan to set up, you can make a lot of money from this. For example, hedging strategies is one.
Now the whole market's rigged for insiders.
Then investing in bonds, treasury bonds.
They know when there's a new war. They know when they're going to announce a new policy.
People around me, jaws have collectively dropped at what you've just said.
Hit pause right there. This supposed financial news reporter at the BBC, this dingbat, this info tart, is like people's jaws. But I shouldn't be mean. She's probably a great person who probably scheduled him to get the truth out. I'm being mean right now. The point is, she's up there acting like, why, our collective jaws have just dropped. You just said the sky is blue and water is wet and little birdies tweet. She's saying, why, people's collective jaws just dropped. You mean the big brokerage firms don't love us? Let's go back to the rest of it.
We appreciate your candor. However, it doesn't help the rest of us, does it? All the rest of the Eurozone.
Listen, I would say this to everybody who's watching this. This economic crisis is like a cancer. If you just wait and wait thinking this is going to go away, just like a cancer, it's going to grow and it's going to be too late. What I would say to everybody is get prepared. This is not a time right now to wishful thinking the government is going to sort things out. The government
that's enough.
Don't rule the world.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the kicker. Back it up 20 seconds. I forgot why we played the clip. He said, this is not a game. It's not a joke. Goldman Sachs rules the world. It's a controlled implosion. Wow, I was about to cut it off right at the money shot. But what's so shocking about this is that it's so true. And that it's stated on BBC that reaches tens of millions of people worldwide, and it scared a bunch of people. See, the insiders are sitting around in their $100 million houses right now laughing about this, and they don't want you to know they're getting ready to drop the hammer on you. They want you to naively play along with patty cake with them. Now, see, if I had a teleprompter, I wouldn't have said patty cake. And I could have, like, the White House just download talking points for me as they do for the major media. But, see, occasionally something slips out on these type of programs that isn't scripted, and that's why they've come out and attacked this guy. Let's have him continue.
Thinking the government is going to sort things out. The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world. Goldman Sachs does not care about this rescue package, neither does the big funds. So actually, what I would actually tell people, I want to help people. People can make money from this. It isn't just traders. What they need to do is learn about how to make money from a downward market. The first thing people should do is protect.
You can watch the rest of the clip up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and Zero Hedge and everywhere else. You're not supposed to tell people how to actually protect themselves. That's why they're trying to drive down gold and silver, is because it is the obvious real money solution to the fiat poison. Okay, I got Rob Dew coming up, and I'm getting way behind here in the InfoWars Nightly News. We've never had the show be 30 minutes like it's supposed to be. It's unscripted. I can't help it. I mean, what are we going to do here? Continuing here with the news, it's gallows humor. I've got to laugh some about what we're facing. Let's just briefly get to Fukushima. I'll show you a clip of 3 days into it, the MOX-3, number 3 reactor blew up. It's a plutonium-uranium-based reactor. And I talked to top scientists at the time that had sources in Japan that studied the isotopes. They knew it was a complete and total meltdown. That one reactor was probably about 50 times. That's a conservative estimate. The type of radiation that came out of Chernobyl. Chernobyl, conservatively, according to the UN, killed about 1 million people in the next 20-plus years. But our EPA's answer has been to just raise the level of radioactive isotopes, what they say is safe. And that's like if a kid gets run over by an 18-wheeler, well, you just still send little kids out in front of the 18-wheeler. You just write a policy saying kids can now live when an 18-wheeler going 100 miles an hour runs over them. It doesn't matter if the kid's dead. You have a piece of paper that says they're still alive. So we have radiation raining down on us. I've seen reports of it a couple hundred times, safe levels. But it's okay. Because sure, the Japanese prime minister had to resign and the trade winds and Jetstream come right over the U.S. and milk in Vermont's been found to have high levels of radiation. It's okay. Because Bloomberg is reporting Fukushima desolation, worst thing they've seen since Nagasaki. and residents are fleeing. And I've talked to people that have been in Tokyo recently, Wayne Madsen. He said he's been to Tokyo many times. It's basically empty. I mean, used to, you couldn't get on a subway. Now, if you get on a subway, nobody's on it. The Japanese actually ran to the south when radiation went up. Here in America, the government just says, hey, it's good for you. You know, bisphenol A is good for you. I remember when it came out that there was melamine in a bunch of products and food from China, and it was killing a bunch of Chinese, and the Chinese government executed the company head that did it and apologized, and they had all those deaths. Our EPA just responded by saying, melamine's no longer bad for you. By the way, listeners aren't going to believe that. Let's just go ahead and search. EPA says melamine no longer bad for you. You'll get Washington Post. See, maybe the government can say gravity doesn't exist. And if they put a memo out and put it in the news, then suddenly I can just float to work. You know what I mean? That'd be kind of cool. Like, whoa. We ought to do a piece. Marcos does awesome graphics. He did that spontaneous combustion piece yesterday. And also the Thundar piece. Maybe we should do a piece where the government writes a memo saying there's no more gravity. And, or that I'm not bound to my body. And I'll just astral project like Casper, and like my ghost will go out. Because the government wrote a memo. Or maybe they'll write a memo saying Keebler elves are real. So I'll have Keebler elves start dancing around me in here. Because they say radiation's safe. They're still looking for it. Melamine, just say EPA, melamine no longer bad for you. And, you can learn all about it. But the point is that we're not in Kansas anymore, as I said last night. Okay, I'm really out of control now. We're going to go ahead and get into our top story this evening. We've got a compilation of several newscast clips locally that I want to analyze. But today on the radio, I play one of the clips, and the guy goes to the door and says, "Hi, I'm here from the school district. I'm here to give your child the shot." He just says it authoritatively, like, "Hi, you know, I'm here. Hand over your bank account to me." And, of course, then they go on to imply, well, we also found a lot of truant kids, as if it's criminal to not vaccinate your children. And they also say it's a new law. Well, we went and checked. There is no law. And since we started reporting on this yesterday, they've already come out this morning on the same news channel and said, you know what? There is a waiver from the policy. But see, a policy is not a law. But then they went back in the same newscast to say, but still you have to do it. And where I live in Austin now, every year in August, they say, it's the law, you got to take shots. And I'll call up the local TV station and I'll say, you know there's no law. You know there's a waiver from the policy. And they go, no, kids are going to jail. Yeah, they're going to juvenile hall because the schools kick them out because they aren't vaccinated and then charge them with truancy when the school kicked them out, and that's illegal. Because it's not truant if the school suspends you over a policy. Got that? It's a parlor trick. It's a fraud. And they run the same gang. The same gang runs the same game all over the country and all over the world. The same scam is run. And I'm here calling it. Let's go ahead and start going to this newscast. And I will stop and comment on it.
Measures to make sure every student is vaccinated in Natomas. School officials went door to door with a nurse offering the Tdap vaccine.
Good pause. To meet a new school officials went door to door offering. Funny, I have the local newspaper reporting that it was the law, and then later they say it's the law. See, this is all a trick. Oh, we're offering this. But if you notice in these different newscasts, in fact, I haven't even seen the package they put together, but the one I air on the radio today, the guy comes to the door and he says, again, I'm here to give her the shot, starts trying to go in. And the mother says, bleep you, and slams the door. Go back to it.
School officials went door to door with a nurse offering the Tdap vaccine to meet a new state mandate.
Hello, how are you, ma'am?
Hi.
My name's Heyman Matlock. I'm with the Natomas Unified School District.
It's not easy going door to door, making sure students are vaccinated.
Your daughter is on independent study,
yeah.
Kayla. Has she
yes.
been verified with her Tdap?
No.
Okay. We were coming today to give her a Tdap if she hasn't had it done yet.
Get the off my house.
Hey, Ms. Matlock, dealing with a lot of sticky situations. Despite weeks of free clinics and warnings, some Natomas kids still have not received a shot for whooping cough. He has a list of more than 40 left to get vaccinated. So, with a traveling nurse on hand, district officials are now left to track down kids who may be falling through the cracks.
There are a number of kids that we're finding out in our home visit today that are truant. They aren't in school.
That's enough.
So
And it's coming up later in the piece. 5 years ago, I interviewed the state attorney in Maryland. It was a big national story. They had thousands of kids lined up at the courthouse, forcibly inoculating them, saying it's the law. And even the people that were going on Good Morning America and CNN who were against it were saying it's wrong that this is the law to make us take vaccines we think are dangerous. There was no law. And I got the state attorney on and I said, sir, there's no law. And he goes, you're right. I don't even give my kids shots. Started laughing. And I said, oh, you've heard about how they're bad. And he was laughing. And I said, well, and I'm going to show you the article come up in a minute. It's got his name and all the info in it. And I said, so it was all color of law. It was all a big hoax. And he said, wow, you ought to be a lawyer. Like, if I was a lawyer, then I've got a degree in conning people. There is no law to take vaccines. They're trying to pass them. The actual law they've now passed in California is they can convince your kid to take it, and then they don't have to tell you no parental consent is needed, which itself is incredibly unconstitutional. Think of the liability of the school districts. But just like the school districts in 1910, 1920, 1930s sterilized up until the 80s half a million women, in some cases for just being poor, how did they grab women and sterilize them? They just did it. They had social workers, they had cops, they had doctors ready to do it. Just like in Nazi Germany. They just do it. There's no law that they could chop your testicles off. People send me emails going, well, they didn't do that. They did, you know, they just tied their tubes. No, they would lop the testicles off. I made films about it. It's called Endgame. Look it up. This is total fraud you're seeing. By the way, let's go to a document cam shot over here of the screen. I said EPA from memory because we're not using teleprompters. We're using my brain here. Okay? This is run by my brain, so it's going to have fits and starts. This is real. This isn't a White House memo you're getting. FDA, of course, it'd be the Food and Drug Administration. Low risk of illness from food containing melamine. Back in 2007, all those Chinese dying and executing the people that did it and all our kids getting sick. What's our government's response? Hey, let your baby die of kidney failure because it was in the formula. Let them die. Radiation's good. Melamine's good. DU's good. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to the rest of the articles and documents the guys have put together showing this history of hoax and fraud. Again, even if you're for vaccination, you think it's great. You trust Big Pharma. They're lying. Rick Perry lied and said, it's the law. You've got to take this Gardasil shot. And we called him and said, listen, you piece of garbage. We know it's not the law, and called his bluff. And now he's backpedaling. There's all of our articles on it. No law says parents have to get their children vaccinated. Article after article after article, going back year after year. And here it is. State attorney admits no law makes vaccines mandatory. I had him on the show. Hundreds of parents face jail time after school children kicked out of school, triggering truancy. And I said, you're getting them for truancy when you kicked them out. That's not statutory. And he went, ooh, you ought to be a lawyer. No, you ought to be an American instead of a dirty, low-down deceiver. And when he giggled on air, it freaked everybody out and said, I don't vaccinate my children. Well, then what in the Hades? I mean, it's evil if you're vaccinating your kids and try to go out through fraud and intimidate others into taking them. But when you make a joke and say, I don't vaccinate my kids, you just reached a whole nother level of wickedness. Look, I've already said it 50 times. I don't know how else I can say it to show you what's happening. Even the people that go on the news and say they don't want their kids forced to take this stuff say this is a wrong law. There is no stinking law. It's a fraud. These people are liars. I am sick of it. And thank God people are starting to get this hoax. That's why, as I said earlier, we're going to play the clip. A day after we started talking about this, they got the local news to admit, okay, there is a waiver. But it's a waiver to a law that doesn't exist. It's a waiver to a BS policy. And when you go to the hospital now, pregnant wives are not supposed to take vaccines until now. They say it's good for you, even though it admittedly is on the insert and cause spontaneous miscarriage. And the doctor comes and says, fine, sign a waiver. You accept responsibility. No, you son of a bitch. You sign a waiver saying you accept responsibility for trying to cram this stuff down our throat because you are financed and bullied by Big Pharma. Now let's go to the clip of these backtrapping, God, back-tracking pieces of trash. I'm so angry, I can't even talk. I'm sick of con artists.
Students need the whooping cough shot in Vacaville. Students who don't have the shot will no longer be allowed in class unless they opt out of the requirement with a waiver. For more on the story, let's go live to News 10's Karen Massey, who is outside Vacaville High School. Karen?
Well, News 10 has been inundated with phone calls and emails every time we do this story. Parents are complaining about having to get their children vaccinated, including the parents here at Vacaville High. Well, the law says parents do have a choice in this matter, as long as they're willing to deal with the consequences.
Hit pause, back it up 30 seconds. This is the doublespeak. When they get caught in the hoax, they then say, well, parents are complaining about having to get their kids vaccinated. You don't have to. It's like saying parents are complaining they have to buy a used car from this place or they have to eat chicken fried steaks at a certain restaurant. But now parents have been told there's a waiver. And then they go back into saying you still have to do it. It's all a fraud. Your government is a hoax that hires a bunch of yes people that'll sit there and BS you. And if it doesn't make you angry, something is wrong with you. Go back to the clip.
Karen?
Well, News 10 has been inundated with phone calls and emails every time we do this story. Parents are complaining about having to get their children vaccinated, including the parents here at Vacaville High. Well, the law says parents do have a choice in this matter, as long as they're willing to deal with the consequences.
Hit pause! The law says the parents do have a choice. See, they're trying to get you conned that you've got to take inoculations from Big Pharma caught adding cancer viruses, you name it. As long as you're willing to face the consequences. They're trying to trick you to sign some waiver saying you're a bad parent when you don't have to fill out the waiver. You notice that mother they first went to earlier and said, oh, well, your daughter's now studying at home. In most of those cases, people start homeschooling and pull them out because the school kicks them out. So the mother says, well, I'll just keep them at home. And the school, so they still get federal money, say, don't homeschool. Put them in at-home school. Run by the school system. It's kind of a quasi-purgatory. But you still get the dirty bureaucrat there going, well, I'm just going to come in and give them a shot. Here in the land of the free, home of the brave. Let's go back to the clip.
A nurse explains to a mom about getting the whooping cough shot for her three sons. They're among 3,100 Vacaville students who began the school year without the vaccination.
We have whittled it down to this morning. It was 154
students.
Look
at that zombie.
All of them have been receiving phone calls all last week and received
nothing more dangerous than those wide-eyed zombie women.
To get their Tdap.
Get your muscle nice and loose.
That's a shot that inoculates against the sometimes deadly disease. Students just offer up their arm in return for an all-important document saying they have it.
Okay, Ruben, this is your pass to get back into class.
I wasn't even sure I was going to do it. I wanted to do a little bit of research first.
Count Michelle Takis among parents concerned about the impact of vaccinations.
A lot of the things with immunizations these days talk of them being linked to autism and ADHD and that kind of stuff.
She had signed a waiver saying no shots for her son based on personal beliefs.
Today we just decided I got off work a little bit early. Let's go just get it done.
Healthcare professionals are glad for the change of heart.
The whole reason for the requirement was in response to the pertussis outbreak that started last year in California. And when many folks on the waiver signed waters.
The con keeps going. The requirement. There is no law. There were 10 deaths in California out of 30-plus million people they claim last year. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot trust this government that's been involved in radiating our troops, nerve-gassing them, testing stuff on foster children, killing them. And you got a bunch of well-meaning idiot zombies like the school nurse and the rest of them out there pushing this stuff on kids. And I will not apologize of extremism in defense of liberty. I've had enough of this. I've read too many UN and Rockefeller documents like we showed you last week on air where they said they're adding sterilants and cancer viruses to the vaccines to reduce population. Our life expectancy is dropping. The IQ is dropping. Cancer is doubling and tripling depending on the type. These people force medicate us with toxic waste they call sodium fluoride. I'm sick of it. The government wants in our bodies. They want to force this crap on us. And I, for one, have had enough. We're going to go to break and come back with more on InfoWars Nightly News. I'm sorry if I've been ranting, but just watching this giant con game take place makes my blood boil.
Obama is notoriously a liar.
We need to go to where the real architecture of government is, and it's not in a president.
Wall Street has hijacked Washington in broad daylight.
In the Fed!
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
The elite are using Obama to pacify the public so they can usher in the North American Union by stealth, launch a new Cold War, and continue the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan.
The globalists are outside all the nations. That gives them safety, and they play countries off against each other.
You've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way.
What they're doing is using the existence of the United States to act out their Wall Street fantasies of world domination and maintaining their capital structures and maintaining their system of looting.
The fight that this country has been waging since its inception is for the central bankers not to take over the country.
President Barack Obama is only the tool of a larger agenda.
Senator Obama had a desire to do some meetings. Others have a desire to meet with him tonight in a private way, and that's what we're doing.
Presidential candidate Barack Obama was publicly criticizing the North American Free Trade Agreement in a bid for votes, but privately telling Canadian officials not to worry about it.
If you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military force.
What do you call this thing where you get this false sense of gratification, but because a black man is in office, everything's going to be all right? No, everything's not going to be all right.
So I know how unpopular it is to be seen as helping banks right now, especially when everyone is suffering in part from their bad decisions. I promise you, I get it.
The Obama deception. The truth strikes back. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, it's InfoWars Nightly News. I had a few minutes to settle down here, but knowing that so many children are dead and dying and having convulsions and narcolepsy and Guillain-Barré from all these vaccines, and that they've got several hundred about to come online that government's going to mandate. And last week I showed one of the big Merck heads saying a child could be given 10,000 vaccines at one time. They're now giving them 50-something in the first 2 years, and it is mass death and brain damage. I mean, this is Armageddon, but it's a delayed kill, it's a slow dumbing down, and it rips my guts out. To read Rockefeller Foundation documents in the 60s, how they were going to do this to us, and now watch it happen. And see the White House giant czar brag about putting stuff in vaccines and water in the 70s, and now he's the head of all science operations for DARPA. You know what? I don't apologize for getting mad earlier. It's just, but I do apologize for getting so angry I can't even speak. Because I've dealt with this for 17 years of being on air and being awake. And I should be more positive because people are awakening. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, they wouldn't have to get on the news and say, okay, there is a waiver. They would just keep lying and saying, it's the law, you'll go to jail. It's the law, you'll go to jail. They take people's children who don't take vaccines when they're ignorant, and they take them into these family courts that aren't real courts and take them. It's a holocaust, and I've had enough of it. Okay. I got documents in the late 90s, everybody knows I covered it, I've shown the documents on air, that the OnStar system with the federal government is watching you and listening to you and tracking everything you're doing. And then a year and a half ago it came out that TomTom, one of the GPS companies that has little devices, was selling the data to the feds and other corporations and selling it to police for speed trackers to mail you tickets in the mail in Canada. That's all come out. Well, they've decided to go ahead and tell the slaves that they're doing this to them because their lawyers have told them to. So buried in there, OnStar and others have said, yeah, we're selling all your data. And since there was such a backlash and people learned you've got to actually remove the OnStar or they still sell it even when you're not paying to have it turned on, they've come out and said, okay, we're going to quit doing it. Well, TomTom did that 2 years ago. and was now back in the news this week. We're going to roll some video of news articles caught doing it. So there's TomTom sold driver GPS details to be used by police for speed traps. There's a good example of that. Again, this is all illegal. This is a violation of your privacy. Cops do it, they go to jail. OnStar, again, has been caught doing it. Now they've backtracked and said, okay, we're going to stop selling your data to the local threat fusion centers. How about somebody reveal what the government's doing? Well, we know they're shipping in narcotics, shipping guns around the world. They just got caught, ATF shipping guns directly to Mexico. I told you they weren't just shipping guns to drug gangs in the U.S., and now it's all come out. There it is. That came out years ago, that when you order a pizza through the big pizza companies, they run you through a database to actually find out if you have any criminal warrants out, and then instead of a pizza, you get a SWAT team raid. Or if they can't dispatch cops then, you just go in a database. And Google admits that they've got microphones, programs they're using on the computers to watch and listen to you. And now they're talking about taking over your cell phone with Big Sis alerts, and Big Sis alerts are going in Walmart and Targets and other places. I mean, it's just absolutely beyond 1984. And Xbox face scans you with a Kinect system. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This is a mad dash towards tyranny. And I'm still trying to convince the average yuppie that we're losing our basic liberties and freedoms. Okay, I want to go ahead and go to our next piece of news that hits a little bit closer to home. There was once a time in our republic that it was taken for granted that the press was free and sacrosanct. No one dared lay a hand upon a reporter. Well, not now. I've been arrested covering events. Many of my crew have been arrested. I've had to shell a lot of money out defending my reporters. But in the case of Rob Dew, who actually heads up behind the scenes the InfoWars Nightly News, he got arrested, and the footage is evidence of it, for peacefully covering the police attacking men and women, college students, cracking girls' heads open who were riding on bicycles, police releasing police dogs on old women coming out of grocery stores with bags. They just would randomly say, no one allowed out in the city of Pittsburgh. Well, now Stuart Rhodes, the head of Oath Keepers, has filed suit with Rob Dew against the city of Pittsburgh to defend the First Amendment. And Rob is not litigious, but he does understand that if you don't fight for a right, you lose it. And, Rob, it's already been a long show tonight. We've got to get home and at least tuck our kids into bed tonight. But in the next few minutes, break down exactly why you're doing this. It's gotten a lot of attention. UPI, yep. Dozens of newspapers, Pittsburgh Gazette, journalists sue city over arrested G20 Summit. A journalist who covered G20 Summit for the website InfoWars.com, The Alex Jones Show, has sued the city of Pittsburgh over the treatment he received at the hands of police 2 years ago.
Yeah, and in fact, it was 2 years on Sunday when it happened, and it was the end of covering the G20. It was basically over. In fact, the G20 had ended, and we had another night before we left, and we heard of there was a police brutality protest going on at the Pitt campus. So, all right, we're going to go up and cover it. We get up there, it was like pandemonium had broken out. There was at least 500 cops by the time we got there. By the time the night was over, there was close to 1,500 fully armed in their battle gear with the LRADs, with the batons, with pepper spray, with, shotgun canisters. I mean, it was incredible.
Well, people were daring to go protest the World Bankers meeting.
Right.
But you were even more evil. You tried to videotape this in America.
Exactly. And I've got all the footage. I'm not protesting. I'm covering the protest. I'm covering people getting hit. And then I go up and interview them. And they're like, I was just trying to walk. Ask the cops which way to go. I get busted. And so
you also have their police scanner recordings,
right,
where they were admitting they were blocking folks from getting away,
right,
and then saying leave and then attacking you.
Exactly. They did a massive kettling procedure in this park right next to the Cathedral of Learning in Hines Chapel, right there on the Pitt campus. Miles away, at least 4 to 5 miles away from any type of G20 action that was going on over the weekend.
In fact, it was over.
Yeah, it was done. So it started off, and you guys can run the footage in there. It starts off, we're at the road, The cops start lining up. They had just gotten rid of the protesters. If you look at it here, they got rid of the protesters in the park. They dispersed. And then they decided they were going to start lining up and corralling people into the park. And then they blocked off the park from the top. It's a big hill. And so I'm covering it from the road.
There they just knocked some guy in the head.
Yeah, and I actually interviewed that guy later.
Oh, he can kill somebody like that.
Yeah, and they knocked him over a chain, and it was pretty dangerous. I saw him going after a girl on a bike. They were hitting people through the hedges. People were just pouring through these hedges, which had a fence in the middle, trying to get away from the cops.
Yeah, is that coming up where the girl's on the bike and they just savage her?
Yeah, I didn't shoot that. This is stuff that I personally shot, so I didn't shoot that footage. Burmese had shot that. And then this is stuff, I'm trying to go out on, there's a exit right there I was trying to leave. Well, cops are blocking it off.
You were trying to film Darth Vader's in America.
Sure, and then they shoot tear gas.
You're an extremist.
So we walk away from that. I'm trying to get out of there at that point. I was a little afraid for my safety, but I'm also a journalist, so I'm still filming this stuff. And then at the end, we're all surrounded, and it comes up to a point, and I see a girl in a blue shirt walk up with her press pass. And you guys can go to that, so the last clip in there. And she walks up, she shows them her press pass, she goes right through. I said, all right, well, I shouldn't have any problem. There it is, right there. They let her out. So I go up to do that. Luke grabs me from behind and starts to, tell me in the camera that he got beat up by cops. He's, he's a little bit of profanity, but he's obviously mad because he got hit twice by these cops with batons. And then there's a point at...
And again, they're God. Here are peaceful people. They're saying disperse, you're trying to leave.
Sure.
But, oh, she's a little lady from the Pittsburgh Gazette or whatever. We're going to let her go. But, dude, you got long hair. You don't look right. So you're going to go sit out in the sleet all night with people with bags over their heads and get beat up.
No, it was horrible.
We're going to show you. This ain't America, boy.
After I got arrested...
Our veterans fought so you wouldn't have rights.
Yeah, well, apparently. And this is a place I'm from. I lived in Pittsburgh from 1990 to 98. So it's a place I kind of call my second home. I have a lot of friends.
Part of your Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. And I'm there all night in this room. They got steel handcuffs on me. Every time I try to push up my glasses or move my hair, it's like this the whole time. Cause you can't move. They're feeding you horrible food. Then they took us out in this courtyard and it's raining. It's freezing cold. The temperature dropped to the low 60s that night, which, isn't that bad here, but when, it's cold and windy and it's rainy and you're sitting out with a t-shirt and shorts on, it was ridiculous.
Well, I heard a lot of other stuff I won't mention on air went on with some of the other guys that got arrested, but they said it was pretty amazing.
And these people were just inhuman. They looked at us like we were trash, we were scum. I would try to talk to them like,
well,
hey.
There's nothing worse than a demonstrator who doesn't like foreign banks raping their country. I mean, you're the enemy.
Well, and I wasn't even demonstrating. I was there covering it. We called in. We tried to go talk to the Army, asked them about the National Guard.
We got footage of that. We call. They say, go talk to the public information person. You show up, and they call the cops and say you're terrorists trying to blow up the base.
They said, get out of here. We don't want to talk to you. Come back tomorrow. And so we leave, and then they told the sheriff's department that we ran, that we were asking a bunch of questions and poking around. And we got video of it. We go up to the front gate.
No, I know, because I called the cop who called you and threatened you at the hotel. And
he
was like, well, they thought they might want to blow up the base.
I mean,
so in America,
the guy with the camera is now a terrorist. And that's...
Well, I mean, that's the idea of this. I saw documents you showed me today where they raided all these IOPs.
Yeah.
And they were saying the people that worked there were... That it was terrorism, that somebody might have not paid taxes.
Right.
And then they got all these manuals where Tea Partiers... They're saying protesting is terrorism now, and the Fed is spying on people. That's now admitted.
It's all part of the Patriot Act. They're branding any crime that could do bodily harm as terrorism. Whereas, if you hit somebody, it's assault. It's not terrorism.
Well, dude, here's the good news. We're not laying down to this.
No, not at all.
And we've seen similar things happening the last week and a half in New York.
Yeah.
Where they're arresting peaceful people and pepper spraying women for no reason.
Yeah, after they corral them with nets. They got these weird nets now.
Yeah, women are in nets, reporters. They walk over and go, eh.
Spray them in the face.
By the way, you saw that, you said.
Oh, yeah. After I was hogtied, I was zip-tied behind my back. And I was on the knees. They said, get on your knees for your own safety. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm hoping I'm not going to get hit. The camera's in my bag, and it's still rolling. And I look over, and these students, these are kids. They're laying on their fronts. They got their hands behind their back, and these guys are going around spraying them in the face. Spraying them in the
face.
That's
freedom. George Washington fought so foreign bankers could rob you, and so people that dared to be out in public in America could be pepper sprayed while in handcuffs.
Yeah, it's not the freedom I want.
Do you want to apologize?
No, I want them to apologize to me, and that's why we're going after them. We decided.
Well, I hope you win the suit. so that they understand that it's not their right to do this. But they'll just use taxpayer money to pay it. Instead, they should fire these cops who are out of control. Rob Dew, I'm glad you made it back.
Thanks.
You bet. And, of course, my instructions to the crew were do not get arrested and do not be part of the protest. And that's clear in your footage, and you should win the lawsuit if there is any basic justice left in our society. Okay, folks, that's it for InfoWars Nightly News. God willing, we'll see you back here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central.